AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The governor of Arkansas has signed a revised version of a religious objection bill.
Asa Hutchinson says the new bill protects religious freedom and
it does recognize the diversity of our culture and our workforce.
The bill prevents businesses from denying services to individuals because of sexual orientation.
What's happened in the last few days is the best of our country, the best of our democracy, that we were able to do this, working together, sometimes with some tension. But that tension produces a good result.
Conservative groups grudgingly backed the new measure. The leader of the Arkansas Family Council said the original was the Rolls-Royce of religious freedom bills, and the new one is a Cadillac. I'm Ed Donahue.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence has signed changes to a new religious rights law that sparked boycotts of his state because critics said it would allow discrimination against gays. Some businesses have canceled conventions, and governments banned travel to Indiana. After 7 days of marathon talks, Iran and six superpowers have agreed to restrictions on Iran's nuclear capability. President Obama calls the framework historic.
The issues at stake here are bigger than politics. These are matters of war and peace, and they should be evaluated based on the facts and what is ultimately best for the American people.
Among other things, restrictions apply to Iran's enrichment of uranium. Many limits will be in place for 10 years, others for 15 and 20. Kansas will become the fifth state to allow its residents to carry concealed firearms without a permit throughout the state. The law was signed today by Governor Sam Brownback and takes effect July 1st. If Kansans want to carry in other states, they've got to undergo 8 hours of training. This is AP Radio News. Two women in the New York City borough of Queens have been arrested on charges that they planned to set off terrorist bombs.
A criminal complaint says 28-year-old Noelle Valences and 31-year-old Asia Siddiqui, both American citizens, investigated how to build homemade bombs with pressure cookers, fertilizer, and other materials used in explosives that made the news. An undercover informant reports Siddiqui was once close with Samir Khan, who became editor of the online jihadist magazine Inspire. The complaint refers to trips the pair and the informant made to a pharmacy and a nearby Home Depot to look at and buy bomb components like fertilizer, wires, and chlorine bleach. Valences, the informant reported, frequently called Osama bin Laden a hero of hers. Warren Levinson, New York.
Kenyan authorities say all students are now accounted for at a college in the town of Garissa. It was there last night that 147 people, mostly students, were killed in an attack by Islamic extremists. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.